Palo Duro Canyon in the Panhandle is the second largest canyon in the United States, yet it's little known outside Texas. The massive geological formation runs 120 miles long, up to 20 miles wide, and to 800 feet deep. It tucks into the flat plains between the towns of Silverton and Canyon. Amarillo is 27 miles away. A fork of the Red River began carving the canyon nearly a million years ago. For more than 12,000 years, it's been inhabited by prehistoric hunters, Native Americans, Spanish explorers, and Anglo ranchers. The Spanish named it Palo Duro, which means hard wood, for the mesquite and juniper trees. From 1933 until 1937, the Civilian Conservation Corps transformed the rugged landscape into a 16,000-acre state park. The CCC built a road to the canyon floor, a visitor center, park headquarters, cabins, and shelters. The rustic cabins are made of stacked stone. Some, restored in the 1990s, perch on the edge of the canyon, offering a breathtaking view below. Unlike canyons where visitors get only a bird's-eye view from above, Palo Duro can be explored from within. Scientists come to study animal and plant life and rock formations. Visitors come for the scenery and to ride mountain bikes or horses. The steep canyon walls also provide a backdrop for the annual summer production of Texas, a melodrama about the Panhandle settlement. The most dramatic formation in the canyon is the Lighthouse Hoodoo. A hoodoo is a column of stone with a wide, hard top that's more resistant to erosion than the softer stone below. Here, it resembles a lightkeeper's tower. The colors of the canyon run from deep green trees and native plants to the vivid reds, pinks, and sand-colored striations of mudstone and sandstone called Spanish skirts. This palette influenced the painter Georgia O'Keeffe, who often hiked the canyon when she taught at a nearby college. She called Palo Duro a burning, seething cauldron filled with dramatic light and color.